Welcome to Biz Whip Podcast. Join business and personal credit expert Gene Davis and certified financial planner Kyle Lum as they share their perspectives to build your business. Both share a passion of helping business owners and entrepreneurs whip their business into shape. Here are your hosts, Gene and Kyle. In today's episode, we're going to go over 6 tips when things don't go your way. Good morning, Kyle.
Morning, Gene.
Yeah, so the very first one, man. Feelings. Calm down and take care of yourself. So you got to embrace those feelings when they come. It's natural to feel those different emotions of frustration, disappointment, anxiety, all that fun stuff. So you got to take a moment, acknowledge it, and then validate your feelings. But remember to do it without judgment. That's the key there. Remembering to do it without judgment. So just take it all in, feel it, give yourself a time frame. If it's something real important, you know, maybe it's going to take you 5-10 minutes. If it's something not as important, maybe a couple 30 seconds to a minute, you know, whatever it is, you get to decide that time frame. And then once that time frame is up, you're done. You don't get to focus on it no more. That's my advice.
Yeah, acknowledging when, depending on what your feelings are, if you feel disappointed or frustrated, or you're angry at something, acknowledging your emotions without judgment and not having any bias. Now, I think everybody emotionally has blind spots. I think some people, based on your personality, if you're like more extroverted versus introverted, I think if you're introverted, then you're more likely to suppress the feelings by yourself. I mean, you might kind of go in a corner or hide out in somewhere and just kind of and keep it to yourself. And I think sometimes that could be good depending on what it is, but usually suppressing your feelings just keeps that bad energy longer. It just makes the healing process that much longer. So allowing yourself to express the way you feel. Like if you are angry, maybe you go sit in your car and you scream as loud as you can to let all that energy and that frustration out. Believe it or not, like that works sometimes, I think, because the car is a really good barrier. It does suppress sound a lot. But yeah. Also, I learned that maybe you could use a pillow. You put the pillow up to your mouth and you just scream and you let the energy out. That works too on good energy, not just bad energy. So if something really good happens and you're like, hell yeah, I crushed it, and you want to just cheer yourself on, but you're at home and you don't want your neighbors or people to think something crazy is going on, there's those kind of things you could use to suppress the sounds.
Another technique that I've used a lot is deep breathing, the 4-4-4-4 breathing. You know, take a breath, hold it, let it out, hold it. Take another breath, hold it, let it out, hold it, you know, so on and so forth. And just taking those deep breaths to calm yourself down.
And processing your feelings, reflecting on what you're feeling and why. A lot of times writing in a journal or talking to someone, that typically helps. And once you process it, try to release any bad emotions or negative things that you're feeling. Because those things will only hold you down. It's like a ball and chain, and it's just going to linger until you decide to break it off and let it go. I don't want to say move on, because sometimes you can't just, if it's really important to you, I learned that moving on sometimes is not always the answer. Being able to let it go and don't be stuck in that moment, you have to move on with life, but it doesn't mean you have to forget it. That to me, that's the difference. There's some things you just, I don't ever want to experience or think about that ever again. Then I just forget it. But there's certain things, even if they're bad things, you don't want it to linger, but you don't want to forget it, because you'll learn from that, those things sometimes. And you have to go easy on yourself. Don't blame yourself or over-criticize yourself. I think when things go wrong, it's very easy to be very hard on yourself. So talk to yourself like your best friend's talking to you, or a colleague, or somebody that is close to you but is your friend. that supports you. Maybe you call them and they're not available, but you just play in your mind, okay, if I was telling them the way what I'm thinking now, what would they say to me? And think yourself through, or even talk yourself through a tough situation like that.
Yeah,
That's how you acknowledge
that's a good
yourself.
way to do it. And that leads into the number two one, learn from your mistakes, as you was talking about. Assess the situation, then learn from your mistakes. So a lot of times during that process, you got to take a step back to like observe and assess the situation without, a lot of emotion, because you've already now you've calmed those feelings down. So now it's time to assess without that emotion and figure out what's going on. Identify the factors, the setback, what was the mistake, what happened, what do you get to do to, fix it?
When things don't go your way, they're essentially setbacks. And some people will consider it a failure. When things don't go your way, there's different levels of that in my, like, that's what I've learned. Meaning, like, sometimes maybe in sales, you tried to get the sale and you didn't win. You didn't get it. Or maybe throughout your day, you get a lot of calls and they're all like negative calls. Everybody's calling to complain. Everybody needs something. It's just like, like these calls and all these things are annoying, and it feels like things are not going your way. So, there's a lot of different things in business and throughout your day that can make you feel like things are just not going your way today or at that time. But the deep ones, the big ones, like if you're planning this big sale, or you're trying to close this big deal and you just didn't get it done, and you're like, damn, I failed. And there's levels of failure too. Failure is not always bad in the sense that it, unless it's the end, right? A lot of times in business, you fail, but it's not the end of the world. You can learn from it, you can get better, or you get up and you try it again. It's an opportunity to grow and get better. But if you fail and it's just like, yeah, I'm done, it's the end. Even then, I don't believe that's when you fail like that, you decide, I'm done, I'm not doing it anymore. That just means it's time to move on.
Yeah, instead of dwelling on those past failures, view them as a valuable learning experience so that you can grow from it.
Don't be afraid of failure. It just means you came to the end of that, whatever that
Just
is.
means you're human. Everyone makes mistakes and fails. If you
Yeah.
think you don't, then there's something wrong because everyone does.
Yeah. And that kind of leads into the third step. And we touched on this a little bit too, is if you fail, sometimes it means you just need to let it go. So the third tip is letting go. Accept the situation, move on, be flexible. The hardest thing, I think, with failure and letting things go is you have to let go of your expectations.
Good
I think
point.
that's why failure is so hard and it hurts, because you put all your time, your energy, your passion, everything into whatever that was, and you prepared. And you went for it and it didn't go the way you expected at all. And that's where failure kicks in, because you're like, damn, that sucked. I did all this work, I did all this preparation, and my expectations just got crushed.
Yeah, so now you get to adapt to some new changes. That's all that means, you get to figure that out, something new. And that's where that being flexible part comes in and allows you to, pivot, move, look at alternative situations, assess it differently.
Yeah.
Make sure that as you've let go and you're being flexible, that you really truly did let go of that and in that moment, so that you can assess it properly, so that you can learn from those mistakes and so that they don't have to happen and repeat themselves again and again and again.
And tip number four, focus on the solution, not the problems. When things don't go your way, it's very easy to try to blame something else or blame someone else. You get caught up in the bad result and the whole whirlwind of all the bad things that are going on. So just remember, focus on the solution, not the problems.
Yeah, look for that lesson. Take those action steps. Like Kyle said, focus on those good things that you can do to make it better. And then, just break down into smaller increments. If you're having, should you be having a harder problem with something, then break it down into smaller segments so that you can analyze it easier and correct it.
Don't own any failures or setbacks, meaning don't view failure and setback as a reflection of who you are and your worth. You may feel like that. Like, it's good if you own up to your problems and your failures. Like, that was on me, my bad. And you own up to it. But don't let those things define you, especially if it's something temporary. Business, to me, almost any kind of failure or setback in business, it's usually temporary, meaning it can be fixed or it will get better. Or if it can't be fixed and it won't get better, then chances are you're just going to get rid of it.
Yep,
That's what I learned. It's pretty simple.
live with that empowerment to overcome the adversity and grow stronger. Absolutely.
Yeah. So make sure you separate yourself. You have to separate your self-worth from your external circumstances. Look at the situation. Are there things that you could really control? And if there were, and you messed up, then you just own up to the mistake. That's okay. Like, mistakes happen. They will happen. They have to happen. Like Gene said, we're human. We're not perfect. So you own up to your mistakes. You'll feel better about it, even if it hurts somebody else. But as long as you own it, now you won't have the guilt. You'll still feel bad. You made a mistake, but you won't, at least you owned up to it. And you have to keep in mind, you are more than any single outcome. You're better than that. And you will be better. You know that. So don't forget that. You have to always remember those things.
And should you be stuck, then that leads us to number five, and that's like seek support and advice from others. So when you get to a spot where you're just having a bad day, don't hesitate to reach out for guidance from your friends, from peers that are good people, not somebody that's going to tear you back down, but somebody that you trust, somebody that's going to help you, somebody that's going to walk you through it. You might just need to blow off some steam for a second and have another person hear you for a minute, and that's it. Or they may give you a solution that you didn't think of because you're stuck in the midst of all the crap that you can't see out of it. And they're like, well, that's real simple. All you got to do is, look at it like this. And they give you a whole different epiphany of what's happening. And you're like, huh, I never thought of it like that. So it's good to seek that support and help of others at times.
The key to business and the ever-changing ideas and the things that come with business and all the changes all the time is you have to stay adaptable and you have to stay resilient. And that does mean asking for help, but staying focused on moving forward, constantly learning and evolving. And I learned to learn, evolve those things. It helps. And it's a lot easier when you have support and other people to talk about or ask questions and get advice from. One, you get different opinions, things that you never even thought of or knew. So that's always really good. And then two, you get a different perspective.
And for me, sometimes I have to remind myself that seeking support is a sign of strength, not a sign of weakness. Because a lot of times I think, oh, if I ask somebody, that just means I can't figure it out myself. No, that's not necessarily it. Remember that seeking support is a sign of strength, not weakness. And that it helps you through those difficult times to see something different.
Yeah, because everybody has biases. We all have blind spots. There's certain things and or situations that you'll react to. And that's why having someone to go to and to help you is important because they have different biases and blind spots than you. So they won't react to certain situations like you would. And you need that.
Well, I see that all the time in the credit restoration side. People get so wrapped up and worried about certain things. And I look at it like, hey, I'm doing this every day. It's not a big deal. You got yourself in a bad spot. Let's get you out of it. And here's the steps to do it. And they're like, oh, okay. Focus, that leads me to the next one. Focus on solutions, not the problem. So that's what we get to do. And I see that in both business credit, personal credit. People don't understand credit in general. And so when I give them a whole different outlook on it, they're like, huh, that makes sense. Never thought of it like that.
And I think the last one is look for the lesson. Every setback has opportunity to grow and learn. Ask yourself, what can I learn from this experience? How can I use this experience to improve and be better?
Yeah, focus on those solutions, not the problems for sure. And there again, break them down into smaller, manageable tasks, brainstorm with it, figure it out. By focusing on what you can control and taking proactive steps, it advances you to, success, and it gives you that sense of empowerment.
So to summarize our time, the six tips when things don't go your way: acknowledge your feelings. Number two, assess the situation. Number three, sometimes you have to let it go. Number four, focus on the solutions, not the problems. And number five, seek support and advice. And number six, look for the lesson. Stay focused on your wealth, your health, live inspired, and live with purpose.
Whip your business into shape, guys.